Rangers in El Pacifico, Bill Hendry.
It should not be classified as graffiti. I mean, it was a well-done flag. And
there are a lot of people who wrote these eulogies for Senator Byrd.
I'm sad about that because, I mean, it's for most people who live here in New Jersey.
You know, I think the important thing to keep in mind, this is how real recoveries happen.
World famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch on this show. And we'll go anywhere and do anything to find it for you. 877-876-PHIL, and also our web address, philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com, live streaming video and live streaming audio of the show every night. Did we do our spotlight? I don't remember us doing our, maybe we did. I forget our affiliate spotlight tonight, Jace. Anyway, check out our website, philhendryshow.com. And this, of course, the 4th of July weekend. And if there is one thing that we are told on 4th of July weekend, it's to be safe. It's to be, it's to safe and sane, as they like to say. Affiliate. No, we didn't do our affiliate spotlight. WHNZ in Tampa, 1250 AM, and Burley, Idaho's KBAR 1230. Brand new affiliate of ours in Idaho. That is KBAR 1230 AM. So as I was saying, on this August time of the year, one thing we always hear is be careful, be safe, you know, safe and sane, man. That was the Red Devil thing that they used to tell us. More or less, that's been the message, I think, more than anything else when it comes to the 4th of July, other than, you know, it's the national holiday. But we've had so many people hurt themselves. With me is Vernon Dozier, who's an educator from Belmar Academy in Glendale, California, on the use of fireworks, on the meaning of the 4th of July. And other issues that are important to educators. Vernon, how are you? And I guess your work day never ends, does it?
No, as a matter of fact, Phil, we had summer school today.
So you, how long do you have summer school for?
We'll have it through the middle of August. We are a private college prep academy, so we conduct our own summer session, and we do stagger them. But yeah, we keep working no matter what.
And then you've got to get ready for football, don't you?
Yes, we do. We start our football the end of July, and we'll have our one-a-days. So it's going to be a very, very busy time of the year. It's gotten to the point now where really, as a teacher, you don't take the time off that you used to. You're constantly working, and you're having to find new and different ways to educate kids.
Now, to that extent, last year, there was a terrible incident involving a student of yours, or a student there at Belmar. Was he a student of yours?
No, Ryan was not one of my students. He was at the time, he was a sophomore. He's ending his junior year. He's going to be with me next year. But no, Ryan was a sophomore, coming out of his sophomore year.
And what happened was what?
Well, he got a hold of a M80. This is it's dynamite. What it is, a small stick, a small piece of dynamite, and pretty much got, had his three fingers removed after this thing went off in his hand, and he was fooling around with it, and he came back to class, came back to school in September, and I'd seen him at a couple of assemblies, and I'd seen him, he had been going out for our college football team and our B football team, and of course when he lost his fingers and pretty severely injured his hand, that was not going to be possible.
Was there no position in football he can?
Well, he's not big enough for offensive line. You can't play center, obviously, with an injury like that. There really isn't. Every other position, and even offensive and defensive line, you've got to be able to use your hands to some extent. So but he's not a big kid. He was a fullback. And
so that's a running back for people who don't know.
That is correct, yeah. But I did talk to him during the year, and I said, well, I have to tell you, I think I have something for you to do. And he and I sat down, and we talked about this. And I told his parents that I wanted to talk with Ryan about a project that I had in mind, and I think it's working out good. With with the exception that, you know, because it's a revolutionary idea, it's not a revolutionary idea, but it's a different idea. I've had a little bit of a problem with some of the parents, which is generally...
You know, when we talk to you, Vernon, I have to tell you, you have ideas that are probably light years ahead of their time in terms of education, but sooner or later you do run afoul of some parents, don't you?
Well, not always, no. And in this case, I do not understand why.
What was the, this young man's Ryan Gallegos, right?
That is correct, yeah.
And he had severe injury to his, which hand, the right hand?
To his right hand, yeah, with a holding onto an M80, which is a firework explosive of some kind for the 4th of July. And it went off in his hand, and he wound up losing three fingers. He actually lost two fingers. He's got part of another one, and then he's got the thumb and the pinky finger. Put a serious hole almost right through his palm. So this thing was a very, very serious injury.
What did you have him do? I mean, he couldn't play football.
Well, no, he could not play football. I said to him, I have in mind something that I think is going to teach our young people the meaning of the 4th of July, and I'd like to use you. And, of course, he's curious. He says, all right, Coach, because he still calls me Coach. And I said, but we have our freedom in this country as the result of the sacrifices of soldiers, mostly on foreign shores, to keep the despotic and the dictatorial and the evil forms of government away from the shores of our country. And we've got men who have died, and we've got men who have... And he said, just as he said to me, men and women, right, Coach? I said, yeah, you know, but let's, between you and me, men.
Well, you're on the air right now. You know, when you say something like that, you're going to have people who are going to be...
you don't deny it, do you?
Well, I think that we don't know. I mean...
We don't know. That's very interesting to me.
We don't know the contribution fully of women when it comes to combat, or let's just say, forget about combat, let's just say putting their lives on the line. The number of women that worked in the mobile hospitals, you're telling me that they weren't at risk? A lot of them were taken prisoner. We've got women that were POWs in World War II. We've got women that were POWs in Vietnam, okay?
Well, all right. That's a very good point, Phil, and I apologize. But again, he said to me, you mean men and women? I said, well, what I was trying to say to him was, we've got men who were badly injured on the field of battle to make the 4th of July possible. Revolutionary War soldiers all the way on up to Iraq and Afghanistan. I said, when I look at your hand, the injury that you've suffered, Ryan, I said, you are, in many ways, a war veteran. And he said to me, well, Coach, I don't know. I said, you are. I said, you were celebrating this country's birthday, and you wanted to do something special, and you risked something to do that special thing, and you lost. Your hand got mangled by the explosion of this thing. And so when you talk to my students, and so I had him come up and talk to the students, tell them that fireworks are dangerous, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't use them. Now, here's my point. We print up every year a list of legal firework dealers in the Los Angeles area. And I tell my students, these are legal firework dealers because they do exist in the L.A. area, Phil, as you know. Go out, buy some fireworks. Don't try to get hurt. But if you do get hurt, if you do get burned, even if you were to lose an eye or lose the use of a hand, you get some sense of what it was like as a soldier on a field of battle to defend this country. And so to that extent, and this is a work in progress, Phil, to that extent, Ryan will get up and say, this is, look at my hand, and he will literally show people, and it gets, some of the kids get sick when they see it, but he'll say, look at me, look what happened to it. That's because I love my country. No one says to him, you stupid idiot, look what you did to your hand because of fireworks. They say, look at what you suffered for our country. Now, I think that's a valuable lesson.
All right, hold on. You are telling kids to go out and get fireworks.
Legally.
Legally. And you don't want them to get hurt, but if they do, it's not a terrible thing because it's like they got injured on the field of battle?
I'm saying it's it gives them the experience of what it's like to have had a war wound. And Ryan is a good example of that. Him and his buddies are fooling around in an alley somewhere down in Newport Beach on 4th of July. And he's got this M80 lit. And they're giggling, and they're watching the fuse, and they're giggling. And the next thing you know, his hand is mangled beyond recognition. Now, in most years, he's just another dumb kid. But what I did is I took that experience and turned it around. And I said, you know what? You're a combat veteran.
Well, that's not true, though, Vernon. That's not right.
Why is that not right?
Because we've got men who actually are combat veterans. And to say some kid who is being stupid with an M80...
I'm not saying literally a combat veteran. I'm saying, though, it gives him the sense of what it must be like to get your hand mangled by a hand grenade or some shrapnel. And so to that extent, now he knows.
All right, and so then you tell the kids after they hear this kid talk, go out and get some fireworks.
No, I don't say go out and get some fireworks. I say that here are some legal fireworks dealers. I don't want you to break the law. And have fun with the fireworks. But if you get burned, if you get hurt, you are not a dumbass. And I'll use the I don't use that language in class, but you're not a dumbass. You're someone that took a shot. You took a chance. You lit a Roman candle and you wanted to see what would happen. You know, and if you got burned or somehow, at least you can say, now I know what it's like for a soldier. That's all I'm saying, Phil. I'm not saying they're like, I'm not saying they are soldiers. They know what it's like to be a soldier.
So I don't understand, but if a kid is so stupid that he lights a Roman candle or something from one of those fireworks boxes, and I remember one year somebody lit something, I forget what it was, a pinwheel, it fell off the tree, it was spinning along the street and went underneath a car. And, I mean, we all ran for it because, you know, we watch the movies, we figure...
Oh, you thought the gas tank was going to go up?
Yeah, you know.
No, it's not going to go up at all.
Well, we don't know that. All we knew is we saw this spinning pinwheel underneath someone's car, and we're diving for it.
No, that's total dumbass. There's no way that a pinwheel from a fireworks display is gonna blow a car up like it's in one of the movies that you see so very often. No, this would be a kid lighting a Roman candle and sticking his face into it. You know, something that...
Well, that's stupid, though.
Yes, it's stupid, but I'm trying to get away from that. I want them to feel as if they know what it's like to be injured on a field of battle.
Light a Roman candle and stick your face into it.
No, you don't say it like that.
Well, that's what you said, Vernon. That's what you said. Light a Roman candle, stick your face into it, and you'll know what it's like to...
No, I did not say that.
Yeah, you did something like that.
I said, if, please listen to me, Phil. If you light a Roman candle and you shove your face into it, if... At least you'll know what it's like to have been on a field of battle. That's very, very different from saying, go out, get a Roman candle, light it, and shove your face into it. You understand?
No, I don't. I mean, to me, it sounds, it's the same message that could hurt someone. Get a Roman candle, you light it, and if you stick your face into it and you get burned, then you will know what it's like to have a war wound.
I didn't say war wound either.
Mr. Dozier, I know what it is that you're trying to say. And you're encouraging these kids to go out and get fireworks. And
I am not encouraging them to go out and play with them unsafely. I'm saying we've got to start changing the mindset around playing with fireworks. Every time one of our kids does something that any kid would want to do, which is to play with fireworks, and they happen to burn their eye or they do something, we make them feel like they are about 1,600 feet of dumb asphalt road. And I'm trying to change that so our kids feel worthwhile.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. And this Ryan Gallegos kid, I remember reading about him.
Yeah, well, that was the M80.
That kid, he lit an M80, and I don't know what he lit. It must have been something more powerful than that to blow off two of his fingers. But now Coach Dozier has him speaking to his other classes, saying, and he tells the kids, this is what happened to my hand. But it's kind of like a war wound. So he's saying if you get hurt playing with fireworks, it's like a war wound. Anyway, 877-876-PHIL, do you think that we're a little too overbearing with our kids and overprotective with our kids when it comes to fireworks? And would you ever consider if your kid got hurt by fireworks, would you consider that a combat injury? 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
I didn't. I didn't say that at all.
This is the world famous Bill Henry Show.
877-876-PHIL. Talking to Vernon Dozier here on the Phil Henry Show, and we're talking about the use of fireworks. Now, you are saying that if a, and I'm looking up fireworks here, I realize I'm on Wikipedia.
Well, you know right there you're getting the wrong information.
Hold on for a minute. I mean, Wikipedia says an M80 is not a quarter stick of dynamite.
Well, they're wrong. Wikipedia is a very well known to have the wrong information. Probably about 90% of what's on Wikipedia is wrong. An M80 is a quarter stick of dynamite. How else did this boy lose three fingers?
Well, I'm not saying that he didn't lose three fingers. I'm saying that perhaps he had something more powerful. Okay.
And what's your point?
Well, the point is that if the kids are going to go out and buy these fireworks, I doubt if they're going to buy anything at a fireworks stand that's going to do that to them.
Well, I don't know, Phil. I don't know. All I can tell you is, and I don't want them to lose a finger. I don't want the kids to go out and get hurt. But if they do get hurt, it's not necessarily a bad thing, is what I'm saying. And I think we've got a lot of parents out there who are, I mean, they have gotten to the, our parents today have gotten to the point now where you can walk up behind the average parent today and go, boom, and they will jump a mile in the air. I mean, that's how on edge these people are. And if the parents are that much on edge, can you imagine how children feel? The children themselves are probably ready to just come out of their clothes. And so I'm saying, if you're a nervous wreck, you don't have to pass that on to your kids. Let the kids go out and use these fireworks. And if they get injured, and God forbid they get injured, God forbid, Phil, they get injured, but if they do, there's a way that we can turn that into a positive. We can say, look at that, my kid, it wasn't the smartest thing in the world, but he lost one of his eyes to a Roman candle or to a, sparkler, I don't know. And right there, a sparkler, that's... that doesn't blow up, but a sparkler is not an explosive.
No, but a sparkler is dangerous. It'll burn you.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. But you can say, my kid lost an eye, the sight in one eye, because of a sparkler. And was it stupid? Yes, it was. But I can at least look at that and say, now he knows what it's like to be in combat, to have an actual war wound.
So if a kid loses the sight in one eye from the use of a sparkler, he's an idiot.
He's an idiot, yes, but he also knows what it's like. I mean, how much of an idiot can he be if he knows what it's like now to have a combat wound? I mean, he's an idiot to the extent that anyone's an idiot that gets wounded, but he has an experience that nobody else has got. Just like young Ryan Gallegos. He's got a mangled hand because of a quarter stick of dynamite that he was trying to shove into someone's, up someone's exhaust pipe or something. That's a stupid thing to do. And yet, he has a bona fide injury that he'd get a Purple Heart for if he was in one of these, the war zones.
877, well, I'm glad you're the teacher. 877-876-PHIL.
What does that mean?
Well, it means is a lot of the stuff may make sense to you. It's very difficult for me to figure it out. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Adam. Go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Adam?
Yeah, hey, I usually catch your show late at night, and I just want to say up front,
yes,
I'm
sir.
Not a combat vet. I'm a Christian. I have a lot of respect for veterans, but I happen to just catch the show and hearing more and more about comparing us being kids when we were, younger, being stupid, playing around with fireworks, and pretty much all of us did it. Comparing that to a wounded vet who comes home, I think is a complete dishonor to veterans. I know friends that have been war veterans. I've known ones that have come home. I haven't known any personally that have been combat hurt. But these guys wear helmets. They wear pads. They wear all sorts of gear to protect themselves.
Right.
I mean,
right.
They go out there.
Well, I'm not, Mr. Henry, I'm not saying, no, I don't mean to disrupt. I'm not saying
but
that.
Let me finish. I'm not trying to chew into anything, but I really want to distinct this away. If you want to do any honor to these kids, to teach kids not to do this kind of thing, say it for what it is. The 16-year-old or kid or whoever says, look, I was stupid. Don't be stupid like me. The closest.
No, I understand what you're saying.
All right, we'll be back. Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
Phil Henry.
I understand, but I don't agree.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
877-876-PHIL with the 4th of July upon us. Vernon Dozier, an educator at Belmar Academy, a high school teacher, is on talking about fireworks, the danger, and perhaps the redemption of fireworks. One of the students at Belmar lost three fingers to some kind of an explosive device. And this young man is now asked to speak to students at the school by you, Mr. Dozier, to talk about, yes, he lost his fingers to a M80 or whatever it was, but he feels as if it's like a combat wound. Now, you did hear the
That's not how he says it. I mean, he says it in a much more respectful way. You try to do a speech for him.
Well, no, I'm not trying to do a speech. Well, you tell me. How does it sound? What does he say?
He says, my name is Ryan Gallegos, and I want you to take a good look at this. And he holds up his right hand, and you've got kids that are recoiled by it. And he'll say, that happened to me last 4th of July when I was acting like a, you know, probably, you know, uses a couple of choice words, like a dumbass, you know. And but I was doing it on the 4th of July, which is the birthday of our country. I was trying to light and, you know, ignite a firework to celebrate the birth of our country. And instead, I blew my hand halfway to hell. I blew my hand halfway to hell, which is, you know, I got to thank God it was just my hand, because most of us, when you die, you don't want the whole, all of you to land in hell. And I'm still alive. So if the only part of me that goes to hell is my hand, then I consider myself lucky. And I feel I did it for my country. And he'll say then, this is my war wound. You know, and I'm Ryan Gallegos, and he wraps it up. But I think that...
Well, all right, so he's saying that he got a war wound because a firework blew up in his hand. Now, let's talk a little bit about this idea that the fireworks that blow up in your hand or the wound that you have somehow makes you a combat veteran.
I didn't say, Mr. Andrew, you're putting words in my mouth. I didn't say...
All right, he didn't say it makes you a combat veteran. It says it's you know what it is to have a combat wound.
Yeah, I'll give you an example. And I wouldn't lie about a thing like this. I wanted to go to Vietnam. All my friends were going off to Vietnam, but I wanted to go to Vietnam, but I couldn't because I had equilibrium problems that were exacerbated by a firework that had blown up next to my head. Now, this was in the days of the cherry bombs, and this thing blew up right next to my hearing, right next to my ear, and I lost my hearing. I had partial hearing in my ear for about a year. And this was during the period that I took my physical for the draft. And I was told I would not qualify for the draft. And I was devastated by that. I was devastated by that, and I was devastated by this kid, Chris Daigle, who thought it was funny to light a cherry bomb 3 inches from my ear. And I can tell you that after I recovered, and I didn't know where I was for about a half an hour, but when I finally recovered and people told me what had happened, and then I asked where's Daigle, and they told me where I could find him, I went off and I found him. And you don't want me to keep going with that, do you?
All right, so you beat him up or something?
That's a nice way of putting it, yeah.
And you didn't go to Vietnam because of this equilibrium problem?
Because I lost my hearing for about a year in that year, and I was not able to go to Vietnam. Now, ever since that time, I will tell people, I consider that to be my war wound, because I wanted to go to Vietnam, but I couldn't because of this ass Daigle. But let me tell you what, I got him good.
877-876-PHIL.
Well, you know, I don't hear any sympathy from you, Mr. Andrea.
Well, what I'm hearing is a very bizarre story. You wanted to go to Vietnam. Some kid named Daigle put a cherry bomb near your head.
You think I'm lying?
No, I don't think you're lying, but I don't hear a lot in that story for me to admire. Let me put it that way. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Joe in Buffalo, New York. Joe, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Vernon Dozier. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't understand how you can go from a kid sticking a firework in his face to it being a war wound. A self-inflicted wound is not something that's going to get you a Purple Heart. It's not going to give you any idea of what it's like to be in combat. When you're in combat,
I didn't say you do it on purpose. I said if you get wounded while you're playing with fireworks. I didn't say go out and get wounded.
But it's not something that you do. It's something that you do to yourself, whether it's intentional or accidental. You did it to yourself. It's not like someone else threw a grenade at you so you get a combat wound.
In the case of this Chris Daigle kid, he put a cherry bomb near my head, and I didn't.
Okay.
He was throwing them at you.
It's not like you were in a combat zone and you were injured.
Yeah, I think that's the point we're making here. Yeah, nobody was trying to hurt you.
What do you call a guy that puts a cherry bomb 2 inches from your head?
No, that was not a combat situation. That's a stupid friend of yours. That was a dumbass friend of yours that was playing around with a firework.
Wait a minute. What's the difference between me and a soldier?
You're not putting yourself in danger in the protection of the country. You're not having an enemy combatant throw a grenade at you. You got your dumbass friend who's lighting cherry bombs next to your head. There's a huge difference there. How do you ask that question?
All right. Excuse me, sir, but what's the basic difference between a dumbass friend and a Jap?
Can we not use the words Jap, okay?
All right, but I'm saying that
would be appreciated.
What is the difference between a dumbass friend and a Japanese?
Okay.
When your ear gets blown off.
A cherry bomb next to your head and a rocket
and a hand grenade
that'll blow your face off.
They don't have rocket propelled grenades.
Your dumbass friend playing with cherry bombs is one story. You getting a grenade thrown at you or shot at you by an enemy combatant, that's a war.
They had rocket propelled grenades.
In World War II,
they had them. He said they didn't have them. They did have rocket propelled grenades. They certainly did.
Are you kidding me? That's something they came up with in Somalia.
You ever heard of the Panzerfaust? That's a rocket propelled grenade. They sure as hell had them.
That's our killer.
Well, Mr. Henry, isn't that nice? So you watch a lot of military channel. Good for you. I'm the guy who lost his...
Got my knowledge. Thank you.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Did you ever see a guy get his hand blown off by a cherry bomb? No.
Did I get his hand blown off by a grenade? I most certainly did. So you want to compare
well,
the
I'm
two, go right ahead. But you're way
this
off.
The kid can't... You know, this is not fair, Mr. Andy, because what I was trying to...
Well, this man is giving you some perspective here, okay? If this kid comes into your class with 3 fingers left because he screwed around with some kind of an explosive, I feel bad for the kid, but to have him stand there and say to the other kids, this is my war wound, you should say, tell the kids, this is what dumb is. This is how stupid I am.
And to compare that to a combat experience is way, way off. Because you're out playing around with fireworks. Yeah, it's the 4th of July, but celebrating the birth of the country, whatever. When you're overseas fighting for your country and people are throwing things at you that aren't all pretty and sparkle and make you go ooh and ah, that's completely different.
Wait a minute. You claim that you were in combat. Is that correct? Is that what you're saying?
I most certainly do.
Okay. Now, if you were in combat, then you'd know... forget it.
What do you mean, forget it?
I don't...
Yeah, because
well,
you got
I was going to ask him what.
That's what you
no,
mean.
I was going to ask you. I was going to ask you the color of your in-country ribbon. What's your in-country ribbon color?
What's that?
Yeah, he don't. What's the color of your in-country ribbon?
What's the color of the Operation Iraqi Freedom ribbon? It's multiple colors.
Yeah. That means you were in country. Were you in
what's
country?
That? I was.
Were you in country? Okay, what's
I
the color of the ribbon?
And you're questioning me on that.
I'm asking you what the color of your in-country ribbon is.
There's multiple colors on the ribbon.
I don't think you got one. Look, hold the phone.
I'm not going to let that. I don't care. We're going to take this gentleman at his word. And
okay, you go right ahead, Mr. Henry. Take him at his word, but I just caught him.
I didn't hear you catch him do anything. Okay. No, I didn't hear you. All right, thank you very much, sir, for your call. I appreciate it. And thank you for your service to our country. 877-876-PHIL.
Oh, man, thank you for your service to our country. And I'm the guy that I had Chris Daigle stick a cherry bomb.
I don't care about the cherry bomb near your head. And let's just have a little bit of respect for that man, and we just take him at his word. You're not going to grill him like this jackball that went over there, that Rolling Stone ass.
You calling me that? That is dirty pool, comparing me to that gay, that Rolling Stone guy, the guy that got my crystal fired?
Yeah, that's what you're sounding like to me. Going to start grilling guys up one side and down the neck.
That ass went over there and quoted that guy off the record, and you're comparing me to him, huh? You saying I disgraced the military, is that it?
Yeah, that's right. You were trying to disgrace that guy.
I asked the guy what color his in-country ribbon is, and he doesn't know.
Yes, he did. You just didn't want to hear it. And you wanted to keep going on and on and on about the grenade that blew up near your head.
I didn't say grenade. I said cherry bomb.
Cherry bomb that blew up near your ear that Chris Daigle lit. And
I gave him what for? See, that part you don't want to know about. That's also part of the combat experience.
And oh, the combat experience. You went and kicked your friend's ass after... Oh.
So you think it's real funny, don't you?
Yeah, I think it's very funny. Your friend lights a cherry bomb near your head. It goes off. You lose your hearing, and you go and find him, and you beat his ass. That's what you call a combat experience?
Well, what do you call it, huh? You call that something? You call going over to your friend's house and smoking weed and listening to Zeppelin? Because that's probably what you did. And I'm gonna...
You know what? What I did with my life's none of your business. We're talking about you and what you recommend for other young people in this world of ours. Here's Tony on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Tony. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Vernon Dozier.
This guy is crazy.
I like how we make it about me.
When you have a combat wound, there's a whole experience that goes along with that combat wound. When some kid blows his fingers off, he's not in Iraq watching his buddy get blown up. That's a combat wound. Watch some stupid kid blowing his fingers off isn't a combat wound.
To put the two
in the same paragraph is disrespectful.
I'll agree with you on that, but I want to ask you something. If you get blown up, or if you see your buddy get blown up, isn't he the one that's getting the wound, not you?
He's talking about the psychological damage, right, Tony? You're talking about the trauma.
Some kid blowing his finger off is enough, because you can't even compare to somebody getting injured in combat. Because when somebody gets injured with combat, there's a whole other back part to it. It's not just, ooh, I blew my finger off, or ooh, my buddy got shot.
Wait a minute. If a kid blows his hand off with an M80 back in the States, and you just see a guy get blown up, who got hurt worse? I say the kid
Get out of here.
You can't even compare the two.
What do you mean I can't compare the two? You didn't get
there's no comparison. There's no comparison somebody getting hurt in Iraq to some kid blowing his fingers off in the state. Putting the two in the same sentence is disrespectful.
No, but you said watching a guy get hurt, not being hurt, but watching
anything,
him get
hurt. Comparing anything to somebody getting injured or somebody getting hurt or anything like that in Iraq, comparing it to some kid that blew his fingers up back in the States is disrespectful to anybody in the military.
Why don't you listen to what people are saying to you? Yeah, listen to what people are saying to you, okay, Vernon? Don't keep insisting that you're right. Listen to what people are saying to you.
Am I not allowed to ask questions? If a guy says to me, I didn't get hurt, but I saw a guy get blown up, and I say, well, that guy lost his hand to an M80 trying to stick it up an exhaust pipe.
That's not the same thing, man. This guy's watching a friend of his getting blown up. Psychologically, that's going to affect him for years and years and years and years.
And getting your hand blown off isn't.
Getting your stupid hand blown off because of something that you did, trying to be funny, trying to blow up someone's car, is not the same thing at all. And that's what this man is saying, and that's what these other folks have been saying.
It's just complete disrespect. Hearing it on the radio put me into a rage driving home. So
wait a second. Now,
don't you hear what people are saying? You can't tell your students, hey, You didn't go to Iraq or Afghanistan, but getting your hand blown off with an M80 on the 4th of July, that's your war wound.
Well, you know what? I'm a very daring teacher, and I try things. And what do I get for my trouble? You two guys, you and Tony both, have taken the figurative M80 and shoved it up my figurative you-know-what, and have lit it figuratively with a figurative match.
Oh, okay. Tony, thanks so much for your call. I appreciate it.
Yeah,
and
thank you.
Welcome home. 877-876-PHIL.
You're blowing me off, huh?
Yeah, with the once I heard about the figurative match and the figurative rear end, I figured, yeah. 877-876-PHIL, the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Figuratively speaking.
This is the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Figuratively.
It's the Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL with Vernon Doja, the 4th of July and the use of fireworks and fireworks injuries as a war wound. Hold on for a minute. I'm going to continue this, Vern. I want to ask you. You were asking me about Fillmore?
I wanted to know if they still legally sell fireworks in Fillmore.
But see, that's the thing you're doing. You're telling kids where fireworks are being legally sold.
Yes, I'm telling them. At what point did it become a bad thing to point out to kids where they can legally buy something?
There's nothing wrong with that. It's what you are telling them to buy it for.
I tell them to buy it to... You know, that's very unfair, Mr. Andrew. I've said this repeatedly throughout the hour, and I'm going to say it again. I tell them to buy the fireworks to enjoy themselves. And if they get injured in the process, at least they can say, I did it. I know what the sting of battle is.
But you just heard veterans say over and over and over again, it's got nothing to do with the sting of battle.
You know what? I don't want to be disrespectful, but that one guy who said he'd been in Iraq... And he went on about some getting all upset. He didn't get a scratch.
He said he saw a friend of his get killed. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Michael in San Antonio. Go ahead, Michael. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, sir. For this guy that says he's got a combat wound, I want to say something. You do not say that you have a combat wound unless you have been in service. You have served. You have been over there. You've been to war. You've been in combat. How do you have a war wound if you ain't been to war? How do you have a combat wound
if you
ain't been in combat?
When a guy puts a cherry bomb 3 inches from your ear, lights it, and then runs, you don't call that a war wound?
No, I call that a fight with another guy. A war wound is when you're in service. So you're talking to an E-5. I was in service. I was served in my country from 79 to 84. I got shot in Urgent Fury in 83. I have a war wound. I got hit with a 7.62 millimeter. It blew out my stomach, my esophagus, my left lung, some of my spleen, liver, kidney, and gallbladder. That's a war wound. You do not
Are
have
you,
a war wound.
Man.
You do not
now, hold
have
on for
combat
a minute.
Wound. You've never been
sir,
there.
If you...
And if you're a teacher... You got no business teaching these kids whatever it is you're teaching.
Sir, if you suffered an injury like that, you would basically be a head sitting on a machine. And I hear you driving.
Yes, sir. So, they have rearranged my insides. I have the duodenal valve left in my stomach is the reason why I'm able to eat. I've had 26 surgeries, and I am still here.
Now, what was the name of this war you were in? Because I don't know of any war we was in.
Operation Urgent Fury. Look it up, buddy.
I don't know. I never heard of it.
Wait a minute.
I've been to Panama. I've been to Cambodia. I've been to...
Cambodia?
I've been to Beirut twice. I lost five men in Beirut whenever they took the embassy down. Check your records, buddy. But I'm tired of listening to this crap about combat and war wound, and you ain't even been there.
Well, you're telling me that you suffered an injury that would make you look like that one guy in Star Trek that had the head and just wheels.
No.
Oh, will you knock it off with Star Trek? This man suffered a wound in combat in the service of the United States military. You had a cherry bomb go off near your head, and you're trying to tell kids that if that happens to them, it's like a combat wound.
I'm saying they'll know what the sting of battle is like. You guys are misinterpreting me all over the place. I didn't say it's a war wound. I said you'll know what the sting of battle feels like.
When you stick your face into a...
The sting of battle, that's nothing compared to what a combat wound is. Nothing. That's like
what you went through,
buddy.
When you lost your esophagus and your stomach and everything, can't that happen to you with a with one of these Roman candles?
No,
can't
sir.
That happen
with a 7.62 millimeter hot load. Do you know what that is? It's got nitroglycerin in the tip of it. That's what snipers use.
Was it an American that shot you, or what?
An American. He was in combat.
Yeah.
He was in combat.
I was hit with friendly fire, my friend. I was hit in combat.
Well, who shot you? Was it a Russian? Or was it a Chinaman? What was it?
Cuba shot me. Fidel Castro's men. Do you know who they are?
Look, Cuba.
Grenada.
Now I know.
That was Grenada. It was Grenada. Remember Grenada?
Oh, yeah, Grenada. Well, Mr. Hendry's tried to make me look like an ass.
No, you've done your very level best to make yourself look that way. All right, listen, sir, thank you very much for your...
That's what you're teaching them.
Thank you, sir, for your call and your service to our... I think he was a Marine. I think he was...
Might have been in that Heartbreak Ridge.
Yeah, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
Justin McElroy still to come to...